Joining me on Caradio's Afternoon Newsline, Lynn Telford, President and CEO of Care and Share. Lynn, busy times for Care and Share.
Absolutely. We're seeing more people, more need than ever.
Yes, and especially during a time like this, what's happening with people's jobs and their works, whether they're furloughed or whether they are just not going back to jobs because a business has failed, among other things. People's worlds are changed dramatically right now. And how is Care and Share coping with that?
Well, we feel ready for this kind of thing because when we went through Waldo Canyon Fire and Black Forest Fire, we realized we can really increase what we're doing when the need arises. And the community comes around us in such a great way when this happens that we've really been able to just about double our output to the agencies that we serve. We've even started a new program with some other nonprofits where we're getting home deliveries to seniors who need that.
Several agencies involved there, yes. Something that we were fortunate to be able to talk to the community about here on Afternoon News. And, you know, I'm recalling our visit with Shannon not too long ago, sort of giving us a sense for Care and Share's gearing up for this moment. And here you are.
Oh, and it's been phenomenal. The staff has been great. Now, half of our staff is working from home, those that can. But if you drive a forklift or drive a truck, you really need to be here on site. And also, we have about 25 to 30 volunteers twice a day helping us because we're packing boxes, packing bags, sorting produce and different foods. And those volunteers are essential to what we do also. So this is a really hopping place right now.
And how are you doing as far as the number of volunteers that you have? Do you still need volunteers?
So we have enough this week, but if people are interested in volunteering, they should sign up. If they just show up, we can't accommodate them because we're doing everything we can to keep volunteers safe. We're breaking them up into smaller groups than we usually work with. You know, they need to be healthy. They need to bring a mask with them. We have gloves they can use. So it's important they sign up so we know that they're coming. But if they're interested, careandshare.org is a great place to just sign up and find out where it is that we need volunteers.
Okay, and that is available on the website, right?
Right. Right. And that's also a place if people want to donate, they can find out how to donate on the webpage as well.
Thank you. A perfect segue into this question. How can the community, like this community loves to do, turn out and support Care and Share as it supports those who are in need among us?
Right. So donations coming into Care and Share right now are being used to buy food because some of our donation sources have dried up. So, for example, we pick up at the back doors of all the grocery stores every day, but you can imagine they don't have much to give us right now. So we have to go out on the open market, and we're competing against a lot of other grocery stores and things to get food in. But we're finding food. We just have to pay for it.
Generally making the supply chain from Care and Share to the agencies that you're distributing to a little more stable, maybe a lot more stable than it might otherwise.
Right. We need to make it as easy as we can for our partner agencies because they are on the front line putting food into people's cars, and they can't be worried about, is there going to be enough food? We are working hard to make sure there is enough food in that pipeline to them, and they are doing an outstanding job. A few of our agencies had to close because if they were manned by people that were susceptible to the virus, but others have really stepped up in a big way, and so we've come alongside them with food and resources as much as we can.
Lynn, thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News and everything that you are all doing to support the community. And again, those people who are in need, walking in our own communities, living in our own communities. This is tough. It's going to be it's going to be this way for a while. And without Karen Scherr, it'd be, there'd be a big hole in our ability to help the community. So your web address, please, for people to donate and find out how to volunteer.
It's careandshare.org. You need to spell out "and." And we just appreciate the way the community supports us in this time of need.
Thank you so much. Lynn Telford, President and CEO of Care and Share. Lynn, we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you.